get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 760, we're going to talk about something that is really important: how to set up Google My Business. If you're a local business and you depend on people that are using these things to find you, or computers, and they're looking up whatever your type of business is, in this day and age, it's really, really important to set up your Google My Business properly. Otherwise, I'm going to share some experience with you after Tim tells you what Google My Business is, of why it's super important. Tim, why don't you tell everybody what the heck is Google My Business?
Yeah, so Google My Business is essentially, for local businesses, it's a local Google business profile that shows up when users in your area are searching for relevant keywords. And so, for example, if you type into Google Mexican food near me, it's going to pull up some restaurants that are near you based off your IP address. Or if you type in, you know, Mexican food near your city, and then it's going to show you some listings, right? Those are Google My Business profiles. And so you can typically see reviews. You can see, you can like hover over it or click on it. It'll pop up kind of a summary that will then show you their phone number, their website, you know, maybe some services they offer, that sort of thing. And so it basically is a profile for local businesses on Google that show up in maps, show up in within the listing itself when you just do a general search, not searching the map. So really important way for local businesses to get found, because a lot of times that's where people start and end their search when they're searching for something like Mexican food or computer repair or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and it's just think of back in the day, you had brick and mortar business and you had a sign on the front of your door. You know, it had your hours of operation, it had your phone number and all this stuff. This is essentially your digital version of that. It's going to let the user know all the information they need to know: what time you close, what time you open, what type of food, like Tim said, reviews, that kind of stuff. And it's very, very important. There are things that you have to do. Otherwise, you're kind of peeing in the wind. and that means it doesn't happen really good. It gets all over you and it's messy and it's no fun. And if you don't do Google My Business, you just, odds are you're not really going to get found that well. Yes, Google indexes all websites, regardless of if you go into Search Console and stuff. However, Google My Business is hugely important, and you have to apply for it. They will send you a card in the mail with a very specific number so that they can verify that you're actually a business in that city. They may have digitized it now. I feel like they probably have, but they used to, you had to let them know that you're a physical business in this town. In order for them to prove that, they had to verify it by mailing you a document with a code on it. And when you got that code, you had to go to Google My Business and enter it. And until then, they were not accepting you as a Google My Business. Well, how is this hurting you when you're not using Google My Business? Perfect example. I'm traveling, and I was having some issues with my water pump in my RV. And so I'm calling in RV Tech. Well, I'm obviously in the web business. I'm familiar. I'm also familiar with the fact that RV repairmen are busier than doctors seeing patients. I mean, these guys are booked out months in advance because there's just not enough of them. The RV industry has exploded. Over, they keep breaking sales records every single year for RVs, and there's just not enough shops or mobile repair technicians. to fix, you know, things. And I know this. So I'm thinking the odds of me getting someone and getting in with someone is probably not good. So I've got to fix it myself, but I just want to ask them some questions. And so I'm at the time I was in, let's see where I was. I was actually in Portland, Maine, and I Googled RV repair, you know, near me, kind of like Tim said. And the maps come up first, and they have the listing there with all the businesses that have their Google My Business set up properly. And they're listed there. Well, I found one down. I decided, you know what? These guys are going to be insanely busy because they did their business right, and they're getting a million phone calls. Let me see if I can find one that isn't. And sure enough, I did. I found Chris. And Chris was down there, not even showing up in the maps, you know, and he was buried. I want to say he might have even been on page 2, which we know. If you're on page 2, you might as well be on page 1,000, because nobody's going past page 1 of Google. And so I called him. Sure enough, Chris had some time to talk to me. And, you know, when he was done helping me, I decided I was going to help him and educate him on why he needed to go take care of specifically Google My Business. And that was his issue. He hadn't been verified by Google. So Google's not going to put him in there with the map and the preview and all the stuff. You got to be verified first. So I told him to take care of that as quickly as possible. Because even if he shows up number 10 and all these other guys, because he's new, show up ahead of him, it won't matter. They're so busy anyways, people are going to get down to number 10 in the RV business because nobody's available. And but you got to give yourself a chance. And when I explained this to him, and the only reason I found him is because Tim and I are internet gurus, we're web gurus, and we can find stuff and you know, we know how the web works and stuff. So it was really good. And this just happened recently, you know, and he was very appreciative because he said, you know, he said, I've only been getting about 4 calls a month and I really don't understand it because everybody is so busy. They have more work than they can shake a stick at. And he had no idea that the whole reason why he wasn't getting calls was because he didn't have Google My Business set up properly. So super important if you're a brick and mortar and you're in a town and you have a business that, you know, requires Google My Business to be set up properly. So makes sense,
yeah,
Tim?
Absolutely. Yeah. Bottom line, Google My Business is going to help you get found. That's why it's amazing. And yeah. If you want you or your client to get calls from Google, unlike this guy that David talked to, no one is calling him because no one could find him. You're definitely going to want to set up Google My Business.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, is Google indexed his website, which even though he did, you know, it indexed it, but it was buried and it wasn't. Because Google, when you do searches, when people do searches for local businesses, it always shows that map and stuff first, and most people don't go below that. They don't go looking at individual websites. They look at that because there's so much information in there. Reviews, contact information, hours of operation, directions, all of the things you need are right there, so you don't need to go. And the only reason I found him was because he had a website. It had been indexed. But it was buried deep in, you know. So, Chris, if you ever come across this episode, I hope you're getting tons of business, my friend. All right. Tomorrow, we've got another great episode. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.